Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I am absolutely freezing in the studio. They're trying to kill us. I'm telling you.
They want you out.
The people on the fifth floor, we're on the fourth floor. They're trying to kill us. So I decided to look up benefits of being cold. Cooler temperatures boosts your brain.
We could do with that.
Feel clever because you're cold?
No.
It increases brown fat.
What's that?
What is brown fat?
I'll Google that.
It can lower risk of diseases. That's always good. You'll sleep better. See, it's making us sleepy. It improves allergies. It can help burn calories. Might skip the gym later.
Is brown fat healthy? In humans, too much white fat isn't a good thing. It leads to obesity. Too much white fat around the midsection may also create a higher risk of heart disease, diabetes, and other diseases. Brown fat, or brown adipose tissue, stores energy in smaller spaces than white fat.
Where is that fat?
Don't know what that means.
Where can I find it?
But anyway, Nathan, I am big evening for myself tonight.
Oh, yes.
Squash. Beginning a brand new sport. Of squash last week. Oh, we have our boss, Phil. I'll tell you the story. You'll find it hilarious.
No, you told him yesterday.
Did I tell you about? Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'll tell you now. I went to book it last Tuesday, 20 past 7. Went in very excited with my housemate, Brian. We do very little together. Best friends since we were about 3 or 4, though.
Yeah.
And ended up being 20 past 7 in the a.m.
Ah, it's annoying.
In the a.m.
Frustrating. What's the attire for squash? Tiny shorts
tiny
and a
shorts.
Tank top?
Tiny shorts. Wear the jumper first because it could be a little bit cold. Warm up. But they're only 40-minute sessions they all allow you to book. I'm going to UCD Sports Hall.
Is it fair to say that...
No, it's not.
I've often thought anyone that plays squash is having an affair.
Okay, back
just
up.
Has
back
that
up.
Sort of.
Back up your claim there.
I just feel that sport. Maybe it's films I've seen.
And what film would you have seen?
Definitely saw some film.
No, you can't just say things, sweeping statements, and then have anything
you?
To back it up.
Why can't you?
It's your job.
It's 2019.
Go on. What film have you seen where they played squash?
I don't know.
Name one squash film.
The protagonist plays squash and I think opens up to his friend and says, I'm having an affair.
Okay, so...
It's a good sport to maybe open up. You might say some secrets to Brian that you've kept for years.
So are people go. So I thought you meant they were pretending they were going to play squash, but they were actually going to have an affair.
No, I'm saying the beauty of squash is maybe you're at your most vulnerable chasing after a ball and you might really unlock some deep, dark secrets you have.
No, I don't think so. But look, if Brian says anything to me... In confidence tonight.
Don't be surprised.
I'll let you know in the podcast intro tomorrow.
Thank
okay?
you.
On the show today, Nathan puts a lot of work in.
I work too hard.
Because he found a little tick that I've been using that I wasn't aware of.
And I put in a lot of work in my showbiz shootout story.
You did actually as well. Excuses for work. We also try and pitch some show ideas to our boss, Phil. And we do choose the news, which I can say now is a failure.
Yeah. Did you know halfway through that it was going badly?
Yeah, probably, but we'd gone too far.
Did you think I was scrolling down the screen a bit too slowly?
I did the fatal mistake of using your screen, because I can watch your screen on my screen. Sometimes I do it to catch you out when you're watching videos.
Did you like when I scrolled up when you were in the middle of reading?
I was trying to read your screen so I knew exactly where you were on the quiz, but you just started scrolling randomly, not knowing that I was watching, and I was reading your screen and you went off.
I knew you were reading.
And as you were scrolling down, then later on, you started to click right click and things started to pop up going copy, paste, cut,
yeah.
Print, rename. But yeah, here's the podcast.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Well, I would like to welcome
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
It's 7 a.m.
This is
1038.
Let's go!
Good morning. It is 7:04. You are tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. I am Graham O'Toole. This man, he is Nathan O'Reilly.
I was in the toilet there. and I had to make a quick dash. Did you see my little waddle run into the studio?
I had to just open the door and say, the weather's on. And you were just waddling like a duck.
My hips looked massive how I moved, didn't it?
It's all these pump classes you're doing recently.
Yeah, that's I dance like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, it's paying off. Nathan, in 5 minutes' time, I want to tell you about which Irish band are going to become the first Irish band to reach 1 billion views on YouTube for one song.
It's Boys Life, it's Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy.
Very bad phone footage from a hotel conference room. No, it's not Boys Life. I'll tell you who it is in five.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And a couple of minutes ago, I told you I was going to reveal what Irish band were going to become the first Irish band to reach over 1 billion views on YouTube for a particular song.
That is a mighty achievement. I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain. It has to be a U2 song.
It isn't a U2 song. Where my brain went initially was, you remember Six, Whole Lotta Lovin', because like they were one of the biggest selling songs of the noughties in Ireland, along with Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. I think it was always Shaggy, It Wasn't Me and yeah. Six. Whole Lotta Lovin' were always one and two in the top selling songs in Ireland of the noughties.
Is this a surprising answer? Is it someone like Jedward?
No. When you hear it, it isn't that surprising. Currently, YouTube have said they are on 960 million views.
Oh.
Just before Christmas, based on YouTube data, they look like they will be breaking the 1 billion view mark. It is the Cranberries with Zombie. In your head, in your head, Zombie. Released in 1994, but uploaded to YouTube in 2009. So over the last 10 years, they've amassed just under, for now, 1 billion views.
It is a fantastic song.
Only two other songs in the 20th century have reached 1 billion views. Guns N' Roses, November Rain. And Nathan, famously a couple of weeks ago, you said you hated this song. So just for the record, Nathan O'Reilly hates Harry Potter.
No,
and he hates Bohemian Rhapsody, one of the greatest songs of all time.
How dare you? My PR is very bad at the moment. I just don't like Rami Malek's donkey teeth singing that song.
So they're the two songs. November Rain, Bohemian Rhapsody, Cranberries with Zombie, about to join them on 1 billion, but some more current songs.
Yeah.
The top three most viewed song videos on YouTube. At three is See You Again, Charlie Puth, Wiz Khalifa, 4.26 billion.
Wow.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, 4.45. And with a massive 6.48 billion views, it is this.
Blast from the past.
It was huge at the time. But does it really deserve to be the most viewed song of all time on YouTube?
I would have thought a One Direction song.
You would think that though, wouldn't you? On the way, Nathan, I've seen you've been working very hard this morning or something.
I'm sweating. It's because you have a brand new tick on the show. I even think I may have just said it a few seconds ago.
A tick as in like a saying?
Yeah.
Oh no.
You have a brand new saying. Do you know sometimes you and me, we sometimes say a word just over and over again.
Yours is like.
I've caught you do this thing that you used to not do. I'm going to play it back to you next.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Graham, I have to draw attention to something. You have a brand new saying that you keep using on the show. I have to ask you, have you been watching Marley and Me recently? Have you been watching Zoolander? Maybe Wedding Crashers? Any of those films?
I was trying to figure out what the connection was. I was thinking, why am I barking like a dog? Marley and Me? No, not recently. Not that I... No. Owen Wilson?
You know Owen Wilson. He's in the film. This is his slogan.
Wow.
I haven't been saying wow.
Wow.
You have been saying wow so much. I've only noticed it whenever you're chatting to callers. You always say it, but you might not believe me, so here's evidence.
What were they singing?
Oh my god, I can't remember. It's years ago now.
Oh wow. And
how long has he been there for?
Nearly 9 years now.
Wow.
I'm on the phone to you guys, and I literally dreamt about the two of you last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him?
2.5 years ago.
Wow. I'm genuinely interested in people.
Where is this coming from?
And I'm surprised, and I'm happy when people are telling me their stories. I go, wow. One of them actually sounded like Owen Wilson. Are you sure you didn't put Owen Wilson in there?
Are they all me? They are all you. Let's imagine what it would sound like if you actually appeared in an Owen Wilson film.
I mean, maybe it's a sign that we're not quite ready for this. That, I mean, have we really thought this?
John, I'm pregnant.
Wow.
You sound good in there. But I want to go one step further. Post Malone, you know his song Wow, featuring Graham O'Toole. When I did what I roll like the army. Get
more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Okay, that's enough. From now on, we're on Wow Watch. Every time I say wow, you got to ring a bell. I think there's a little bell outside.
Okay.
So I'll if I say it, it goes ding, ding, ding,
frantically
ding, ding,
run
ding,
outside
ding,
and I'll do that.
It's a Sia and Sean Paul with wow, Cheap Thrills.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
If you're having your breakfast, I'd like to apologise, not because I've made it and you might not like it, but because I want to bring up something truly disgusting. Graham, what happened last night on your Instagram? Why did you do an Instagram live video that nobody really wanted to see?
I was bored by myself. I was sitting on my couch and I decided it would provide a little bit of entertainment because there was nothing on the television. I went on to Instagram live and I say I bathed my spot. Oh. I have got a sore spot on my chest. I apologize again if you're eating your breakfast, but I did it and you joined me.
I did not join you. You asked my roommate Sean to join the video and then he came into my room and he was like, oh, look, watch Graham squeeze his spot. And I don't want to see this.
It was split screen on my Instagram live, but for some reason at 7:15 in the evening, Nathan was lying in his bed topless. What was going on? Why were you in your boxers and topless at 7:15 in the evening?
It was my bedtime. I was going to bed.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
7:37 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Going to be a cool, calm day. Highs of 14 and staying dry for most of it as well. Nathan.
This is not cool. This is not calm. It's quite the opposite. It is uncool and fiery. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand. They're dressed in some very cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story and at the end they decide which one is better. Graham, I'm going to let you begin this morning.
Okay, remember Ariana Grande was in Dublin a few weeks ago on her Sweetener World Tour?
Yes.
And she visited a few different locations around Dublin, mainly the hardware shop in Crumlin where she went in and bought an Elvis Pinata. Well, she did another interesting purchase in a wool shop in Walkinstown. No lie, it's called Spring Wools in Walkinstown. She spent €269 on two sacks of wool and the owner, Patsy Spring, was absolutely delighted with it and said since she came in, there's been a boost in wool sales in her shop.
Do we know what colour wool it was?
I don't know, but apparently Ariana Grande's a big fan of knitting. This is what Patsy has had to say.
What do you have to say, Patsy?
Hearing about Ariana Grande shopping for wool has inspired younger people to give it a go themselves, which is great to see. I've been knitting since a young age myself. It's such a relaxing thing to do and a great creative outlet. And she says, sure, Ariana only went and bought the best Irish yarn there is in Patsy's wool shop. So they have seen an increase in sales. I'm waiting now for the hardware shop in Crumlin to see, has there been an increase in sales in Elvis Pinatas?
It's quite niche, but I believe they have become popular.
Yeah, I've seen them all around town.
I've bought 8. They're dangling around my living room.
Are you going to hit them anytime soon?
No.
Just going to keep them dangling.
They're my friends.
I wonder what will be inside an Elvis Pinata as well. Nathan, what you got for us?
All right, I have a sweet story about some young love. Gordon Ramsay has revealed that his daughter Tilly is dating Gino DeCampo's son, Luciano. They're both 17 years of age. Of course, Gordon Ramsay is a celebrity chef. Gino DeCampo, a celebrity chef. The boy and the girl, Luciano and Tilly, they met on the set of Men Behaving Badly. Gordon Ramsay was working with Gino DeCampo and they got talking.
Oh, I know where this is going.
But imagine.
I know where this is going.
Could you imagine what it would be like if the Ramses and the DeCampos joined each other on Christmas Day?
Oh, here we go.
Well, imagine no more.
Here we go.
Because I spent 40 minutes making this clip, and you better enjoy it.
Sorry, I'm late. I just arrived. But everything is under control. I'm going to prepare a beautiful Christmas dish.
Do me a favor. Outside, get a big deep breath of fresh air.
I'm going to show you different things that you can do at Christmas.
Hey, look at me. Off.
Was it worth the 40 minutes?
You should have spent your time doing something a little bit better. But you know what? Because you put effort in this morning, and I feel sorry for you, we're going to give you the win.
I will take your pity. Thank you.
And the showbiz shootout this morning. It's Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Strap yourself in, because we're about to play Gotta Get It Wrong, and anything can happen.
It is the game where we put 1 minute on the clock, and all you got to do is get the questions wrong. Cher, you're with your daughter in Knockline. What's the plan for today?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I'm going to get us both out the door soon enough and get us to school.
Okay. Oh, I like to ask teachers, do you ever receive an apple on your desk, or is that just in Hollywood?
That is totally just in Hollywood. That never, ever happens.
Oh, how disappointing.
Ever. Well, if Cher's your teacher.
Sometimes an apple butt after lunch.
Fair enough. Right, Cher, we're going to play a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. 16 is your score to beat. Kelsey came on yesterday and got that. So you've got to get 17 or more to go top. Is that all good?
No pressure.
I believe in you, Jer. Do it for your daughter.
Let's go. 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
What do you sing on someone's birthday?
Congratulations.
Do your best Michael D impression. Sing the Bulgarian national anthem. Name a Johnny Depp film.
Dirty Dancing.
Finish the film title, The Men in
Blue.
What is the new film Robert De Niro and Al Pacino is in?
The Italian.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Tomatoes.
Sing a Lady Gaga song.
Happy birthday to you.
Who is Ireland playing in the football tonight?
Japan.
Who is Switzerland playing in the football tonight?
Japan.
What nationality is Roger Federer?
Japanese.
What sport does Andy Murray play?
Football.
What colour is broccoli?
Yellow.
What is a Kinder Bueno a type of?
Bar.
What is a Calippo a type of?
Vegetable.
Oh! Jer, how did you find that?
A little bit nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you sound very confident.
I went on a bit of a Japanese buzz there, I feel like.
Yeah. You were loving the World Cup.
And I don't even watch rugby. And my only question is, why did they put it somewhere where there's a typhoon?
That's the question we've all been asking all week, Jer.
Jer, have you ever been to Japan?
No, never.
Would you have any interest?
Do you know what? We actually are thinking about it. Oh. We have to save. It's a lot of money.
Are you going to send Jer on a trip to Japan, Nathan?
No, I'm going to tell Jer.
Yeah, what competition did I sign up for? I'm really, really
the Japanese flights.
Instead, I'm going to tell Jer of who she reminded me of.
Okay.
Jer, you're very friendly. You're quite mentally strong. You're reliable. You're punctual. You remind me of someone.
Who?
You remind me of a very, very young Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh! Hello!
Which version? That's really worrying
which version?
Me now.
Oh, which
the
version?
Very young one. I'm wearing to school today.
Very young, when she's a child. And you've got 10!
Oh, no.
Oh, that's pretty brutal.
Not today, Jer, unfortunately, but thank you very much for coming on. Have a good day.
Bother at all.
Have a great trip in Japan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
You might be listening to the show and thinking, I'm not hearing that really loud English laugh in the background.
Yes, producer Callum is off for a few days. He's taken a little bit of a holiday. He's in Alton Towers. Our boss Phil is actually in studio. Do you want to see Anthony Phil?
He doesn't laugh. He's a quiet man. He sometimes smiles, and that feels good. That feels like a real victory. But producer Callum, he's going to fly back into the country tonight. And we just know that he is going to try and pull a sickie.
Well, the usual excuse he uses is because where he flies from in England is from like Nottingham. There's only one flight that goes into Dublin, and that's always at night time. And he always complains that the flight is either cancelled or delayed.
Oh, it was delayed for so long.
So he'll either come in really tired or he won't come in at all. And we can feel the excuses coming already, because he's been off for 5 days now, so he's had an extended holiday. You're probably thinking, what's another day?
Yeah.
What is another day?
Of course, we're going to be checking his flight time later tonight just to make sure that it's not delayed.
Isn't there an app where you can track the flight and actually watch it fly
we'll
over?
Look into it. But I actually saw an article on the Metro this morning where they give some of the top excuses ranked from worst to best in order of pulling a sickie.
All right.
Some of these are strange. Like, you have the obvious ones, telling your boss that you have the flu or you have back pain, but then you have a sprained ankle. I can't imagine saying to your boss, I have a sprained ankle, because then when you do eventually have to go back into work, you're going to have to walk with a limp.
Or borrow some crutches and really commit to the sprained ankle story. And so much so, I remember I had a sprained ankle. When you have a sprained ankle in the airport, you get wheeled around in a little wheelchair. So maybe you could do that in work as well. Really play the victim.
Producer Callum is listening to this thinking, oh, I might go for that. The chicken pox is one. You tell your manager that you have the chicken pox. Maybe get a red biro and start putting loads of spots around your body. But number one, it has something to do with the old runs.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Because if you say that to your boss, then they don't want to really ask any more questions.
No, what questions can they follow up with?
That shuts down the conversation straight away. In a kind of a weird one, because tonight Ireland are playing against Switzerland in the football, this got me thinking to many years ago when Stephen Ireland, he was a Premier League footballer, played for Manchester City and Aston Villa. He used to pretend that he was sick so he wouldn't have to go over to the Irish camps. Then I remember Steve Staunton at the time would say, but I just saw you play football yesterday. And when that didn't work, he pretended one of his grandmothers had died.
Oh, wow.
And he was grieving.
I remember that.
And then he got the grandmothers mixed up. Was it his mother's mother or his father's mother?
Yeah.
And there was a big furore over it. And altogether just didn't want to play for Ireland. So this morning we want to know on 087 711 1038, what excuse have you used to get out of work? You can let us know on text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. And of course, because we know this can be a bit of a tricky one, we will keep you anonymous. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, we'll change your voice as well.
Oh yeah, that's always fun.
We'll make it go deep so nobody can recognise who you are.
We were telling you that producer Callum is currently away. He's had a lovely time in Alton Towers, and he's going to be returning tonight, and his flight will be a little bit late, but we just know that he is going to try and pull a sickie.
Yeah, he usually does. Well, his usual excuse is that his flight is delayed or it gets cancelled. Now, we were saying that we're going to keep an eye on the flights, but we didn't really know how, and Babs says this.
There is a flight tracker app called Flight Tracker 24, I think. And it tells you when the flight takes off. You can track it in the sky and you can see when it lands. So there's no escape.
Absolutely fantastic. Nice one.
That.
But we're also talking about excuses, Nathan.
Yeah, because I've the list in front of me. It comes from the Metro this morning. You have the obvious ones like, oh, you have the flu or you've overslept. Some are like a sprained ankle, chicken pox and the diarrhea. All at the same time, all three of them.
So we're asking you, what excuses have you used to get out of work? Sean said, I said I had the vomiting bug, but I wanted to go to a Leinster game instead. This was about 2 years ago, but then I was caught in the stands on television.
Oh, come on. Kira says, my dad's employee texted him saying he couldn't go to work because he had to bring his mum shopping. Didn't even pretend to be sick.
Wow. Emma says, I just use the migraine excuse. How many times can you get away with that? And plenty more people are just saying, use the flight tracker as well to make sure we can catch out producer Callum, which I like in the show because
really
we're all trying to catch out producer Callum this morning.
Emma says, this isn't my excuse, but one of the guys in my boyfriend's work was tired, so went home early sick. As he's been sick so often, it's going to be put on the review, and he has taken 2 weeks off just to make it believable. 2 weeks off and you're not sick. You must be so bored.
And on the way next, we're going to be chatting to Rachel and finding out why she said this.
I know, born in hell, I'm going to.
Oh, listen to this epic story, okay? A guy I was seeing pulled a sickie from work saying he had a viral infection and couldn't stop throwing up. He was then caught on the Late Late Show, sitting beside me in the front row, and Michael Bublé sat on his lap and sang to him. Everyone saw him and posted pics on their social media to call him out. By the way, he was the Bublé fan, not me.
That is insane.
Isn't that so good?
That's one way to get caught out, via Michael Bublé. Okay, we got Sinead on the line. And Sinead, it was your mum Bernie made the excuse. What did she do?
Her excuse was basically that she was training to work as a chef. She was asked the night before. So she went in and she went, I'm not working. So she went into the bathroom and shoved her load of soap in her eyes and came back out and said, they saw her face and they were like, oh my God, you have pink eye, get out of this kitchen. You can't work. And they sent her home. And then she went home, cleaned out her eyes with milk and went back to bed.
Wait, sorry, she cleaned out her eyes with milk?
Yeah, because she basically, burned her eyes with soap. So she had to clean them out with milk and went back to bed and slipped up behind her.
Do you know at any point did she regret doing that?
No, she'd laughing next to me thinking this is, great.
What sort of soap was it? Was it a bar of soap or actually the liquid stuff?
Was it the hand soap? What was it? She said it was just hand soap.
Just rubbing it into her eyes.
Put it in her hands and just rubbed it into her eyes.
Bernie!
Wow, she's dedicated to the cause, Sinead. Thanks very much for sharing.
No problem.
Bye.
Now we have Rachel on the line. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good, thanks.
Rachel, let's hear your excuse.
Right. I was in work and I was dying with a hangover. And I said to myself, how am I going to get out of this one? So I said, Ma, ring the job. I said, and just tell them you need to speak to me. So you had to go into the nurse's station to speak to anybody calling you. So I went in and I said, they called me and said, there's a phone call for you. So next of all, I was on the phone to my mum and I said, oh my God, all right, okay, I'm going. So when I went to the north, I said, my dad's after getting bet up. He's after getting thrown down a flight of stairs. I said, I have to go.
Oh my God.
I know.
At any point did you feel bad about this?
No. No.
So, did you just take the day off, or was it many days?
I took a couple of days. Then after that, I was I have to go and visit my dad.
You needed to get over the trauma of it all, didn't you?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Did you? Are you still working in that place, Rachel?
No, it's closed down. It was actually Jacobs in Dallas.
Oh, Rachel, you're
brilliant excuse.
You're bad. You're bad, Rachel.
I know. Born in hell, I'm going to.
See you later.
See you, Rachel. Bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I'm happy to say that Cadbury Brunch Bars are now available in Ireland. And to celebrate, every morning this week, we want to give away €200.
Yep, they are packed full of tasty ingredients. So make it your new favourite mid-morning snack.
I'm happy about this. Because this is when we slow things down a little bit. Graham, you work too hard.
So hard.
And I just hang around in the background. So we're going to take a little break and listen to some music.
Yeah, we're going to have a brunch moment. We're going to put on our other headphones, because we always wear headphones. We'll switch headphones. We'll be listening to a song. And if you can tell us the artist of the song, you could be winning €200. If you know the answer, text or WhatsApp us to 087-711-1038.
All right, let me get into my comfortable dressing gown, monocle and top hat.
You ready? Okay, you got headphones on? Here we go.
Oh, this Cadbury Brunch Bar.
Take your time, Nathan. Slow it right down, because you've worked very hard this morning. Oh, if you heard this artist, he's very big. He's coming to the Olympia next month. He's got the 3 Arena then next year, and also Malite Castle.
Oh, is he good friends with Niall Horan?
Good friends with Niall Horan. Very funny on Instagram. And
did he go to
Scottish.
Coppers?
He's Scottish.
And did he go to Coppers?
He did. If you know that artist, text or WhatsApp us to 087-711-1038.
Oh, delicious.
You finished yet?
No.
Take your time. Don't rush it. And you could win in €200. All thanks to the brand new Cadbury Brunch Bar. It's 5 seconds of summer and young blood on spin. And on the phone line, we have Kevin. Hello.
Holy, crap. I don't say the bad word. This is actually Graham and Nathan. Oh, my God.
Kevin, baby. Great to talk to you. Did you think we were going to call you?
No. Honestly, I just thought that's going to send a message in and get told not successful or something.
Not today, yeah. You were expecting.
Not today.
Kevin, isn't that the beauty of life? Sometimes great things can happen.
Yes, Jesus Christ. Sorry, I'm actually just so kind of in shock, I suppose. I'm just like, whoa, what?
We need you to settle down, Kevin.
You've won nothing yet.
I'm sorry, I can't settle down. I'm too excited now. Jeez, I'm actually talking to Graham and Nathan, like, what the hell? So weird.
Wow.
Well, no worries at all. Don't apologise.
I want to bring Kev with me to Christmas Day. He's brilliant.
All right.
Trust me, don't want to bring me anywhere. I'm terrible when it comes to audiences. I just freeze. So,
well, Kevin, you were entertaining the show this morning. I can tell that for a fact. Listen, let's try and get you €200. It's all thanks to the brand new Cadbury Brunch Bar. Tell us, what artist were we listening to when having a break? We'll play it to you once more.
Of course, yeah. Into
nightfall. Who is it, Kevin?
It's Lewis Capaldi.
It is Lewis Capaldi. He's done it. You've done it.
Come on. Look, Kev, I feel like you've built up a massive army of fans who have been listening to you, cheering you on. Do you have a message for them?
See, this is me there again. See, I'm not good in front of audiences or lots of people.
That's what they wanted to hear.
That's what they wanted to hear.
That's what they wanted
to
hear.
You're giving them what they want to hear.
Kevin, fantastic. You've just won €200. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy spending the money.
Thanks very much, guys. Much appreciated. And thank you for calling for more movies.
Can I say, never change?
Yeah. I won't, I promise you, I won't.
See you later, bud. Bye-bye.
Have a great one, lads. All
see
the
you, man.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
And our producer, Callum, he's on his holidays for a few days. He's back tomorrow producing us. But in his place, Nathan, is our boss, Phil.
Up that microphone, because our boss, Phil, is in front of it. Phil, great to have you in the studio. How are you getting on? Oh, he doesn't talk. He's a silent man. So yes, because he is in the studio, we want to kill some time and we want to pitch some show ideas so we can just run out of this building after the show.
Yeah, because every day is like, guys, we need more ideas. So let's do it on air. We have three each, Nathan. I'll go first. He'll do thumbs up or thumbs down, or if he wants to speak, he can.
It'd be great to hear a laugh from him.
And let's see if we get the go-ahead to do these ideas. Here we go.
Come on, best of luck, Graham.
Okay, idea number one, Phil. We've heard of Home Alone, but what about Home Malone? Post Malone reboots the Christmas classic Home Alone, where he tries to fend off Chesney from Carnation Street trying to break into his house.
What? Oh, come on!
It's a no.
All right, hear me out, Phil. After his hit show Cutting Edge, Brendan O'Connor is back with Cutting Veg. He cuts vegetables with cinema passes. Oh, no.
You've heard of reeling in the years, but what about kneeling in the years? Hector travels around Ireland visiting places where famous people have kneeled over the years.
Oh, he liked that. That's a yes.
That was my weakest, I thought.
I'm not happy with this. How I Met Your Brother. The cast of How I Met Your Mother see if they've ever met your brother.
Oh, no.
I actually offended him with that idea.
Phil, you've heard of Good Morning Britain. What about Good Morning Kitten, where former Atomic Kitten band member Kerry Katona sneaks into Atomic Kitten fans' houses through the kitten/cat flap to say good morning?
Oh, come on! I would have said yes to that.
Thanks.
Last one, Pat Kenny's Big Blind Date. We set up Pat on a date with the biggest person in the world, which is in fact a Turkish man called Sultan Kosan. He's 8 foot tall. We give him cinema passes. They have a meal afterwards that include vegetables that Brendan O'Connor cut.
Oh, yes. Goes yeah. Full circle.
Full circle.
One each. So we're going for Kneeling in the Years and Pat Kenny's Not Big Debate, Big Blind Date. To TV screen near you soon.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Because I need you here with me.
Churches, I'm Marshmallow with Here With Me, 9:41 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And that means it is time to choose the news.
It's kind of like being in church right now. Choose the news. You are the Reverend. You are our Lord and Saviour. You have three bits of news. And I choose one of them to hear the full story from.
Headline number one, I don't believe it.
Oh, it's about bees, isn't it?
Headline number two, you are what you eat.
Absolutely starving right now.
Or headline number three, Adele is loaded.
I'm tired of you always playing these clips and thinking that I'm going to choose it.
Why?
You're always forcing my hand because you're saying to me, oh, I've put in that extra work with the clip.
Adele has a lot of money.
Not this morning. I'm going to go with the second one, please, about the food.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I've set up on your screen. Click it there. There's a quiz.
It's like you knew I was going to choose this.
I have all eventualities covered, guys. Don't you worry. Last night, I was on the couch. I was on Twitter, and I was flicking through BuzzFeed, and I did this quiz. Can you guess your eye... Nathan, can you scroll it back up? Thank you very much. I'm reading your screen. Can you guess your eye and hair colour with this food test? So it gives you a few options to choose. You pick which food you would choose out of the selection they give you, and based on your choices, it correctly guesses what eye and hair colour you have, and it guessed mine.
They say, I bet we can. I spelt with E-Y-E.
See, they're very good. They're kind of getting in the choose the news mindset here. So, Nathan, you have brown hair and blue eyes. There's a few questions here. Let's go through them and let's see can they correctly guess. So the first question is, they've got a very popular fast food chain and they'd ask you what you'd have for breakfast. Stuff like a sausage burrito, fruit and yogurt parfait, a muffin. Well, you know which one it is now. Or hash brown. Which one are you choosing,
Nathan? I'm going to go with the hash browns.
Okay, you're choosing hash brown. Next one. Could you be any slower scrolling, Nathan? Pick a Lay's potato chip flavour. Now, this is obviously an American
quiz. Never had a Lay's.
Quiz. Sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, classic, dill pickle, chili limon, or barbecue.
Who would go for dill pickle? I think I'm going to go with sour cream and onion.
Okay. Next one. Pick a hipster food. This is right down your alley, Nathan. A lot of these were founded in Glenageary where you grew up. And Aki bowl, overnight oats, avocado toast, poke, ramen, or artisanal pizza. Don't know what any of this means.
I think I'm going to go with the ramen.
Okay. Next up, pick a pizza chain. Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, Little Caesars, Cece's Pizza, or California Pizza Kitchen.
Ah, we'll go for El Reliable Domino's.
Pick a sushi, Philadelphia roll, spicy tuna roll, veggie rolls, shrimp nigiri, California roll,
California roll.
And pick a pint of Ben & Jerry's. A pint. This is the last one.
I will go for the... this is a tough choice.
It's not that many choices.
I'm going to go for fish food.
Oh my God, I didn't get it right.
It says brown hair and brown eyes.
Ah, God, it doesn't
work. What's wrong? This doesn't work. What a waste of time.
It doesn't. Well, it works.
Hear the Adele story, please.
Well, I'm sorry I wasted your time there, Nathan. Thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.